broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is Liberty Roundtable Live for February 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and our goal remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America, the rule of law as our guide. The checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely inspired of the Almighty and brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face in America today. We don't need revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but we do need restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, brought to you in part by TetonSports.com. When you want indoor comfort outdoors when you're camping, do it right with TetonSports.com. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, Utah coordinator for CampaignForLiberty.org. We talked about the GoFundMe campaign for Sheriff Richard Mack, GoFundMe.com/help Sheriff Mack pay his medical bills because he had a heart attack. GoFundMe.com/help Sheriff Mack. We've raised just over $5,000. Sounds great, but we need more like $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. We got a road to hoe. But thank heavens for the folks who have participated. Would like you to please participate as well. GoFundMe.com/help Sheriff Mack. Get out of here, you low-life scum. Who's that? John McCain. Battling with the Code Pink people. I don't agree with either of them, but I agree with Code Pink that, you know what, Henry Kissinger's a war criminal and he should be arrested. But the Code Pink gals tried to go in and arrest the thug Mr. Kissinger, and John McCain belligerently defended them and called Code Pink scum as he doubled down and defended Henry Kissinger, of all people. Wow. We talked about audit the Fed, ladies and gentlemen. It's gaining ground, and it's good news. Senator Rand Paul, along with 30 people from the Senate, 30 co-sponsor senators, introduced S-264. That's the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2015. That's good news. Representative Thomas Massie, along with 89 co-sponsors in the House, introduced H.R. 24, Audit the Fed in the House. Chris Stewart, so far, is the only representative in Utah that has co-sponsored H.R. 24. Good for Chris Stewart. Where's the rest of them? Mike Lee and Orrin Hatch both endorsing the Audit the Fed bill in the Senate. Good for them. We'll see which members of Congress favor transparency and disclosure and which ones do not. That's the point of Audit the Fed. A big thanks to everyone who contributed to the Audit the Fed money bomb that took place last week and ended Friday night at midnight. The Campaign for Liberty successfully raised over $100,000, and believe it or not, a generous donor promised to match the amount that was raised. So since we raised $100,000 and that donor decided to match funds, $200,000 is in the kitty now to audit the Fed. Hopefully we'll see passage this year, and we'll see who's for what when, right? Anyway, effectively $200,000 available now to ensure the passage of the Audit the Fed bill this time around in Congress. More support and introduced earlier than ever before. The momentum is with us. Call your members of the House and Senate and say, jump on Audit the Fed immediately, would you please? Utah Campaign for Liberty County meetings are happening this month all over the state, where people are getting educated about how to participate in the political system. It takes an organization on the ground, ladies and gentlemen. That's for sure. In your state, you can go to campaignforliberty.org and click on your state and find out who your leaders are and get involved today. We also talked about Utah Governor Gary Herbert's State of the State address. Man, it sounds like Brock's State of the Union address. Never mind, they're from different sides of the aisle. So much for the left-right deceptive politicians' dream of liberal-conservative dividing all of us, huh? They're all on the same side, folks, as soon as you get that they're insiders. And as soon as you realize it isn't left-right, up-down, black-white, all that, it's just right, wrong, moral, immoral, constitution, unconstitutional. That's the battle. But Governor Gary Herbert addressed the Utah legislature, and he called for an investment in education and infrastructure. Sounds just like Barack Obama, doesn't it? Yeah. He says economic recovery has been our top priority for the past 6 years. Yeah, he talks about education, but I ask, what about the referendum on Common Core? What if we shut down the Cradle to Grave database that Common Core creates? Why not make public education the exception rather than the rule? Remember, public government education is part of the Communist Manifesto, not the Constitution, folks. That was all in 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and on your Roku player. Hour two. We talked about the city of Boston, I guess, gives John Kerry a ticket. He failed to shovel his driveway and his walks and his personal property. And you know what? I don't agree with John Kerry on hardly anything. But I'm just telling you right now, I'm not for regulating and taxing and fining and abusing John Kerry either. It's got to stop. Government's out of control. Mr. Flip-Flopper Mitt Romney is not running for president in 2016 is the latest word. Do you think he'll change his mind? Rush Limbaugh supposedly reveals perfect ticket for 2016. They say it's a ticket made in heaven. I don't even know. What do you think? What would it be, like a George Bush-Hillary Clinton plan? Maybe if George and Hillary just ran together. What do you think about that? They wouldn't get like
that's
the woman,
what it was,
cowboy.
Bush and Clinton.
Yeah, we just what would you think
Jeb
about
Bush
that?
Bush and Hillary.
What do you think? Should we just put
not
that together?
Not for me.
Why not? Kurt? Come on. I think they ought to just let Obama
just
serve
not
another
a party
term.
Guy.
Just let Obama serve another term, Kurt. Why not? Just dump Grandpa Joe,
party
put in
on.
Hillary and Barack. Right? All right. Transportation Secrecy Administration. Kurt talked about that. The TSA. Federal air marshals now say that the agency, meaning the TSA, I guess the top brass there are, they're abusing their authority and hiding wrongdoing. Will the whistleblowers see the light of day? Will the mainstream press reject the whistleblowers? Or the whistleblowers, sorry. What's going to happen there, huh? I don't think there'll be any accountability, that's for sure. Alabama judges debating if they're going to perform same-sex weddings. Several of them are standing up, led by Judge Roy Moore. Yeah. Now, they have an agenda-driven, manipulated press article. It said, Alabama's Supreme Judge Roy Moore doubles down on pledge to defy marriage equality. That's a lie. It all depends on what you believe, but the mainstream press certainly calls it as they see it, and so do we. Woman born with no womb gives birth to miracle twins. That's a good news story, but if you're not careful, that headline could twist. Beware. Mr. Walker surging in Iowa. I guess Iowa polls has Walker doing great and Bush struggling. But Walker doesn't have near the national, quote, oomph that good old Jeb Bush has, huh? Joseph Farah asks if five potential candidates could literally upset the GOP establishment, and my response is not a chance. Too much money at the helm, folks. Cost, what, $1 billion to be president? Well, that's only one side of the aisle, huh? See how they divided and conquered and, well, there you go. Megyn Kelly, she's firing back at Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee said, hey, it's kind of a shame when women start swearing and in business meetings. I mean, it's trashy. Men and women shouldn't swear in business meetings. It's horrible. And Megyn Kelly fires back. This is the Fox Conservative Channel, remember. Megyn Kelly fires back. Hey, Mike Huckabee, women are having premarital sex, too. She says, well, Mike Huckabee, I do have some news for you before I let you go. Women are not only swearing, but they're drinking, they're smoking, they're having premarital sex, they're using birth control, and they're just running around like, I don't even want to go on, huh? What do you think of that? Good old Megyn Kelly, leader of the Fox Conservative News Service, telling you women are just running around like sluts everywhere. But they have that right, don't you know, in America. They can do whatever they want, right? And if you even suggest criticism of that, you must be some kind of a woman-hating bigot, some kind of a domestic threat enemy to the state, some kind of an anti-German, anti-vaccine wacko, huh? See, that's how they roll, folks. But the mainstream press cannot call the shots, cannot gatekeep, cannot make the rules any longer because the new media is taking center stage. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
I think Barack Obama ought to just run for a third term and have Henry Kissinger as his running mate, Kurt. What do you think of that plan?
I'm off it.
You're off it. What would your plan be, Kurt? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, right now I could think of Sheriff David A. Clark and
Yeah, but these people aren't even considering running, Kurt.
Well, I know, but
your plan's got to consist of people that are considering running, Kurt.
Oh, okay. Well, then if I was to, choose from between
the allowable choices,
and Republicans, then I'd probably choose a Carson Paul ticket, something like that.
All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use straight ahead on your radio. You are listening to Republic Broadcasting and Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. Well, I stopped to do some walking. I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill, and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, of the people who have announced possible intentions to run for president for 2016, Kurt hopes for a Ben Carson Rand Paul ticket. I would say out of the options that are at least considering running, that's probably one of the best options. At least none of them. Well, at least they're both constitutionally qualified to serve, number one. Number two, at least they have some of the most conservative values of any. Number three, I don't know who else you get, but can they really raise the money? I mean, look, if Romney can't compete with Bush for cash, you think a Rand Paul and a Ben Carson can? I seriously doubt it, but I would concur with Kurt. The only problem is Rand Paul's kind of, he's like a rebel, man. He's leading like Eye Doctor rebellions and stuff, Kurt.
Yeah, he is. They say that you know, what he did, Sam, is he didn't go with the standard way of, ophthalmologists or whatever like that. He, basically started his own thing. They called it an eye doctor's rebellion. I never heard of this before.
Well, again, let me just stop you for a second, Kurt, and just tell you, this is, instead of realizing that a lot of doctors do this, that there's a lot of competing organizations in all kinds of areas, this is nothing new in business. To start a new organization, if you feel like the one that, you know, is already in existence doesn't do a good job. Okay, this is common stuff. And the mainstream press then wordsmiths this into, okay, if it was their favorite doctor for measles or to promote some kind of an agenda like that, then they'd be like, oh man, this new doctor had to start this because the other one wasn't this. They'd justify it. In this case, though, they wordsmith it into now, you know, Rand's just been a rebellion person his whole life, Kurt. I mean, he's even doing an eye doctor rebellion. I mean, this guy's just off the map. That's what they're trying to do, Kurt, is they lie and manipulate the truth here.
Well, you know, I think you're exactly right, Sam. That's the reason it's in the news. They say he, back in his older days, he was recruiting for an eye doctor's rebellion. And I guess he even wrote,
bogus, Kurt.
We won't be trod upon using the language of 1776. you know, although in my opinion, when I see this kind of thing, I think, well, yeah, it's a lot better. I guess what happened was the standard way of, being certified as an ophthalmologist, was, I guess, quite expensive compared to the new way, the way that he put together with, different organizations. They say his board only certified 50 to 60 doctors, I guess, wasn't ever accepted by the medical establishment.
Well, and of course not, Kurt. They're not gonna let the racket circus be broken. Nevertheless, in my opinion, it shows that there are tried and true alternatives for those who think outside the box and those who have intentions to truly make a difference. And why it wasn't more successful would have to dig into the details. But all I'm telling you just goes to show, just think what can be done when good, honest, hardworking people put their mind to it, Kurt.
Yep, I guess he spent 17 years as an eye doctor in Bowling Green, Kentucky. He still has a license to practice in Kentucky, which they say doesn't, according to the Washington Post piece, doesn't require doctors to be board certified and does free surgeries at home and abroad. So, you know, he's kind of charitable.
See, now he's kind of whacked out, though. He does surgeries at home, Kurt, like those home birthers, those whacked out. See, that's what they're trying to do.
I mean, in Kentucky.
I know, but I'm just telling you. They don't clarify that. They don't say in his home state of Kentucky in his medical office. They just kind of leave that all vague, Kurt, for weird interpretations to happen. And for, I'm just telling you, the whole article is just fraught with manipulative kind of statements, just like the headline. How Rand Paul tried to lead an eye doctor rebellion. Why was it a rebellion, Kurt? To start a new board. Isn't that what doctors commonly do? Who started the first one? Was that a rebellion?
Good point.
I mean, when there was no certifications, did the first doctor that created a certifying board, was that a rebellion against no certifications, Kurt?
I think it was.
And I'm just saying, see, the words they use are very interesting.
They do quote a Paducah doctor, lady doctor, his name is Barbara Bowers, they say, who has done surgeries with him since 2012. She said that he handled the most difficult kind of case she had, patients without insurance whose untreated cataracts had hardened inside their eyes. She said it literally becomes kind of like a rock that you have to chisel out and replace piece by piece. They're kind of like third world country cataracts. But anyway, so.
Yeah, and she's just saying they're like third world country in that they haven't been treated or taken care of like you might see in the first world. And that Rand Paul, in this case, performed admirably, to say the least. And good for her to lay out the fact. But I'm just telling you, dig into this, and they're setting up to start attacking Rand on virtually everything you watch. The Paul family under siege, once again, just like they were before with Ron. You know, they can't say he's just crazy old Grandpa Ron, and they can't say that because he's just too articulate. Now they're going to try and attack his career. They're going to try to talk about how evil he is. And maybe he did an insurance rebellion, too, when he basically treated people without insurance. Instead of calling it a charitable act like they ought to and giving him a credit for it, they're like, oh, man, this guy's against insurance, isn't he? See, they're just crazy. They're crazy. Don't worry, though, Barack Hussein Obama sends record $4 trillion spending plan to Congress, Kurt. You want to talk about this?
$4 trillion.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think that last one it seemed like we talked about was like 3.76 or whatever.
Yeah.
They just love breaking records, don't they, Sam?
Well, Congress says this is a non-starter, Kurt. Do you believe them?
Well, what do they mean by that? And who is that saying that? Is that Boehner or McConnell?
Well, it's just like congressional insiders are saying that, Kurt. Now, I don't really know what'll happen, but I want you to do this for me. How many Americans are there, Kurt? How many working Americans are there? Do you have any idea?
Working Americans?
Yeah.
Well, how do you define working Americans?
I don't know. However you want to define it.
Well,
Those who could pay for the budget might be a good start.
I usually just define it by how many people. It seems like we're somewhere around 330 million, if I remember right.
Yeah, what percent of those are children and those are, elderly and those who aren't working and such like that?
I have no idea.
No idea, not even a guess, huh?
Well, I'd say more than half.
All right. So what do you say, 150 million workers, Kurt?
All right.
All right. So what do you think? What if you even just go overboard and say there's 200 million working Americans? What do you think, Kurt?
Then we got $4 trillion.
Divided by 200 million Americans, yeah.
If you... I can't remember. It seemed like it was like $7,000 a person back. No, that would have been I have to look up those numbers. It's a huge number, though.
Yeah. I'm going to do 400 million, 4 billion, 40 billion, 400 billion, 4 trillion. There I go. Divided by 200,000. 2 million, 20 million, 200 million. It's only $20,000 a person, Kurt. See, the numbers that you're talking about is they divide by every American like you were doing. But what I'm saying is you can't, at least hold the kids accountable yet. They're responsible for the budget we spend in 20 years, not the current budget, Kurt. Right? And so it's about $20,000 a person. That's Barack's proposed. Congress says it's a non-starter. What do you want to bet that they whittle away and play games, but in general they'll pass something? Because the main headline from the Republicans is they're backing away from the fight, Kurt. We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about vaccines, because that's become the biggest fight. We'll talk about it on Liberty Roundtable Live in seconds. We'll take your calls as well at 866-986-6397.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, there's a new study out. You just love these new medical studies. I don't know if you're going to agree with this one or not. I personally agree with it. But it says the Copenhagen City Heart Study, which appeared in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, tracked more than 1,000 healthy joggers. And researchers found, Kurt, that light to moderate joggers have a lower death rate than non-joggers, but fast-paced joggers have the same rate of death as non-joggers. Yeah. In other words, they say, the optimal jogging. They say 1 to 2 hours a week, split into no more than 3 sessions. Researchers found that moderate jogging is advantageous, but further strenuous activity may not be beneficial and perhaps could even be harmful. The headline says, want to live longer? Go easy on that jog. You want to comment on that, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least from personal experience, I would just have to agree with them. Walking is a great exercise. I recommend it on a regular basis.
Yeah, I actually believe in the study. In this case, now I'm not really excited about how the study was probably derived with tax dollars or whatever, but I will say this. I'm convinced that jogging and running isn't that great for you. I do believe that walking is fantastic for you. To say, well, Sam, what's the difference? It's how hard you are on your joints and your bones and your body. It's how much you make your heart race. It's how it's a bunch of different things, but I'm convinced that consistent, moderate, low level exercise is the best plan. And I bet you if they did a walking study, they wouldn't come back and say, well, no more than this, and no more than that. And, you know, I'm not saying that you walk all day, every day, all day. I'm just saying if you walk consistently every day, even if it's 5, 10, 15 minutes, I'm convinced that'll have the biggest effect exercise-wise for good on your health of anything you can possibly do. When you walk, it exercises over 200 muscles out of 600-plus in your body. And I'm convinced that healthy diet and walking is basically some of the best things you can possibly do. Just my opinion. But I found that interesting. In other medical news, the big battle is about vaccines. Kurt and Rand Paul says vaccines should be voluntary. Chris Christie said parents should have a measure of choice in vaccinations. Do you want to
comment on this? A measure of choice.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you have, you know, kind of some you know, freedom, a limited amount. I was going through some of the comments, the Washington Post piece about the eye doctor's rebellion thing. And, you know, it's like, I think there was 1,800 comments. But one doctor in there, he at least he says he
We're back to the rebellion thing again?
Well, what I'm telling you is that they're commenting about the vaccine piece.
On the eye doctor rebellion?
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's, you know, I mean, it's doctor stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Vaccine, he's rebelling against the common doctor wisdom that says everybody should be vaccinated all the time and you shouldn't have a choice. In fact, you're absolutely irresponsible and you're going to kill everybody. Right?
Well, in this case, this doctor who says he's a doctor anyway, he says that... he says, I understand that Washington Post readers don't believe in freedom, but, you know, some people do believe in freedom, you know, and that's his point that, you know, that Rand Paul kind of at least nestles in there and gets a little close to freedom when he says that people should be able to choose how they feel about that and what they want to do about
I agree
vaccine.
With you and Rand Paul and this doctor. Imagine however, that. They're just going to say this doctor's a stooge in Ron Paul or Rand Paul's rebellion.
Right.
Isn't that how they're going to roll? In fact, those doctors ought to lose their licenses and you ought to lose your kids, Kurt. I mean, after all, you guys are just crazy.
Well, that's the way choice works, Sam. You know, I mean,
well, are you pro-choice, Kurt?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. If you're pro-choice, then you kill babies, you know.
Yeah, but you certainly don't have a choice on vaccinations.
Well.
Oh, no. You know, I know it's your body and everything.
Yeah.
But, buddy, just think of the at risk you could put people. Now, the part that I don't really understand about this is all those vaccinated people are safe, man. The vaccine is, like, safe and effective, Kurt. And so I don't understand what they're worried about. And then when they try to explain it, they have articles that try to explain this stuff. Kurt, have you read those?
They're all over the map, and they really don't follow any real logic, I don't think.
You're absolutely right.
There is no logic to explain that, you know what I mean?
Well, let me just try to put this in a little bit of, I don't know, perspective. Is that the best thing to kind of?
That's a good word.
They say there's this term called herd immunity, Kurt. And so the headline says, why even vaccinated people can catch measles?
Yep.
A measles outbreak that started last September is infecting all kinds of people, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, understand those five known vaccinated people were all residents of California. Understand, Kurt, that many counties in California are below the 92% vaccination rate required for what's called herd immunity threshold. That's according to the State Health Department in California. Now, what they basically say is without that herd immunity, Kurt, then the weak, well, they get the disease, Kurt. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, go along with the herd. That's always the best way, you know what I mean?
Now, listen carefully to this statement, okay? This is really important to understand. This is, in my opinion, where the argument falls apart. They try to pick a very well-connected person to kind of make their point, but in my opinion, logically, they lose the battle. In their effort to try to make their point, they lose. Dr. William Schaffner. He's an infectious disease expert at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, okay? He said that herd immunity is important, Kurt, because no vaccine can perfectly protect 100% of the people. So if everyone else is vaccinated, then the weak are protected because they're surrounded with what's called the cocoon of protection by others. Yeah. Now they say measles is one of the most infectious viruses in existence. It'll infect 90% of susceptible people if they're exposed. The airborne virus can also remain in the air for hours and infect. They say for every person who gets it, the virus can spread to 18 other people. Schaffner said the fact that a few people who were vaccinated have become infected shows just how many people have literally been exposed to the virus. Yeah, there you have it. Now, they say the measles virus was declared eradicated from the United States in 2000. Well, they say now it's on the rise due to clusters of unvaccinated people. Yeah, last year, 644 people were infected with the disease in the United States. Now, they then go into this big scare tactic campaign, Kurt. And the scare tactics go like this. Kurt, if you were old enough to remember the disastrous outbreak of measles back in the 50s, then you, my friend, would be scared. And the fact that you're ignorant of how devastating it really was means you're just blissfully ignorant. But Kurt, it could come to a train wreck near you, my friend. Oh, yes. You just don't know how vulnerable you and your loved ones really are, my friend. Vaccinations are on the way, and you should get them immediately. And if you don't get them, we ought to force you to take the jab for your own good. That's where they're going with this debate, Kurt. And a couple of Republicans right now that are kind of like the guys that go, there ain't no global warming. And then they come back, and they're like, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry. I know there's global warming. For goodness sakes, the planet's heating up, and we got to do something. These guys, I don't think Rand Paul's going to cave, but I do think many of them, Chris Christie and others, they're going to waffle. They're going to backtrack. They're going to renege, recount what they've said. And really, the push to force vaccinations is on. Where do you think it's going to end up, Kurt? Think it's going to be vaccines should be voluntary like Rand Paul believes?
You know, I'd be really surprised if that ever gets there. But it's one of the reasons why some of us would feel like supporting him. Because, imagine standing up for freedom like that.
All right, just imagine life after Mitt. We'll talk about it. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use on your radio. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, and Liberty News Radio, libertyroundtable.com.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Life after Mitt Romney, what does the GOP do now, Kurt? What do they do now? What should they do now? Or what are they going to do now, huh?
Well, it was an interesting piece. And, you know, you got all these different prognosticators who are basically guessing, suggesting, giving ideas, et cetera. You have also given your two bits, if you will, along this. But it's interesting to hear all the
different
ones. Yeah,
but my plan attributed to a little more than two bits, Kurt. I was planning to bring a couple of trillion back to America, baby.
Yeah, great
point.
But,
you know, just saying.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's just interesting to hear all the different folks and their suggestions. I would just be surprised, at least personally, if it just doesn't go the way we kind of see it going. The Clinton Bush in the end thing there, but it'll be interesting to see how it all shapes up, won't it?
Well, they're talking about a corporate tax holiday now, Kurt, so they've got kind of a perverted version of what I kind of suggested, though. That is at least on the table to some degree, right?
Well, and that's a Rand Paul thing, Sam, that I thought was kind of interesting.
Well let's stop for a second and say Rand Paul's got it about like I've got it, and good for him, but there's a lot of people that are trying to poison that well, sir.
Well, that's right. I just thought it was interesting that in the vaccine piece, which is where I found the part about the tax kind of holiday or whatever they were going to do, like a 5-year kind of hold on it, and then just try to let folks bring that money back into America, kind of as you suggested. I thought it was
The difference is this corporate tax holiday, Kurt, term. That kind of suggests it's temporary in nature, number one.
That's exactly
right. Okay, I reject that notion. It shouldn't be temporary in nature. In other words, we don't need government-controlled manipulative windows. We just need to lower the tax, sir. All right? Now, companies overseas would be able to bring back their funds. That is my idea. At a 6.5% rate. That's a new proposal put together by Rand Paul and Senator Barbara Boxer, which I find interesting, but good for both of them.
Well, and remember, this part of this deal was in the vaccine story, so it's really not getting much coverage, mention.
That's how they love to do it. It's kind of like an omnibus spending bill. It's like an omnibus news bill, Kurt.
Yeah, I know.
Or news
release. It's an important part, I think.
No question. I'm glad you pointed out. I'm just making a point that they do that on purpose so that it's like, hey, you got to read it to find out what's in it, Kurt. Kind of an idea, right? I mean, these guys are nuts. Anyway, I'm surprised Barbara Boxer's on the plan, but I commend her for doing so. Again, it's not a matter
isn't
of who's
she
right. It's a matter of what's right. Yeah, isn't she what?
Yeah. Isn't she retiring? I know there's one of them that's retiring.
I don't think that's Barbara.
The other one, but
I think that's Feinstein,
anyway.
Kurt, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Well, anyway.
But anyway,
I was just thinking.
They say a 6.5% rate instead of the current 35% rate. Now, that's about what I said. I said around 5, 10%, some kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it would just be a huge opportunity. I think Rand Paul wants it to be long-term as well. But again, in the, I don't know what you call it, compromising of things, he's trying to get something passed, and I commend them. Now, they say tax experts have criticized the proposal, saying that it would, quote, raise federal revenues at first, but would reduce them in the long run, would encourage companies to shift profits abroad and wait for the next tax holiday. Now, Kurt, I got one response to that.
Are you
ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Don't make it a tax holiday. Just make it a tax every day. And then you won't have that problem anymore.
That's exactly.
Okay, these people are goofy. They're trying to act like, oh, because you want it to be a holiday. Well, the holiday was only a compromise anyway. Fine, let's just make it permanent then.
Yeah.
Rand Paul. Man, I hate that Rand and Ron. Or Ron. It's just so close. Anyway, Rand Paul, in my opinion, wisely insisted those critics are wrong, citing a study that shows the 2005 tax holiday, believe it or not, it brought in $300 billion in, that's new capital to the system, and $30 billion in, quote, government tax revenue. The whole purpose of doing this, ladies and gentlemen, is to bring money home, he told CNBC on Monday. This is to lower the tax rate, to bring money home, and to take that money into the tax revenue and put it into the highway fund. I think this is a win, 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 says Rand. Kurt, I couldn't agree more. I'm not disagreeing with Rand, but the only thing I say is we don't need it to be a holiday. Don't give those critics any excuses.
And the key thing to point out here, in my opinion, is this: the average American, all they're told about Rand Paul lately is that, you know, he's crazy enough to start his own eye thing, you know, revolt.
Well, they even insinuate that the reason why he's doing that, Curtis, is because he couldn't have passed the real one.
Yeah, that's right. And then he's crazy against, he wants everybody to be sick because he's against vaccines.
Never mind.
Those are the two things that they bring up.
Never mind that Rand Paul has been good at everything he's ever tried virtually, Kurt. That he's very talented, very capable, very articulate, smart. I mean, he's a doctor, he's a senator. He's been good at everything he's done, Kurt. Let's be fair. Let's be honest about it. Okay, he's got a lot of talent.
Wait, you said let's be fair. This is politics, Sam.
I know, but let's be honest then. Let's use that word, shall we?
Then you can't do that. It's honest in the media.
Good point. You know, see, that's the problem that we're facing, politics, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I'm just telling you right now that Rand Paul's good at almost everything he does that I've seen. And all I can tell you is that he's right. Now, they're talking about a corporate tax holiday, and my only question left is how do we make it permanent? I'm in. How do we make it permanent? Other than that, I think it's a great idea, and I think he's spot on, Kurt. Man, I don't even, I mean, bright minds think alike is the only response that I can come up with on this one, Kurt.
Yeah.
All right.
To me, it ought to be a big story all by itself that Rand Paul and Barbara Boxer are working together. I mean, everybody should say, well, that's kind of a, bipartisan thing, you know what I mean? And, a way to bring...
Well, you know what they're thinking, though.
Calculate all that money, you know,
You know what they're thinking? Barbara Boxer used to be so common sense, so honorable, so stable, and now Rand Paul's ruined her. Somehow she's kind of ran off the rails or ran off the reservation somehow. All right, I just want to know how to make that tax holiday permanent, take away their ammunition. All right, anyway, good for Rand for articulating the realities that would really bring back America. He even points to a study, Kurt, in 2005 to double down on his point, and I would concur, it's sound. And by the way, I came up with this, what, Kurt, 3 months ago?
Yep.
Just saying.
Right after the election.
All right, Kurt, you know what the black brunch is, buddy?
Black brunch. I guess this must be where black guys in Congress eat together or something.
Nope. They're not in Congress, but you're right. Black guys are kind of eating together in a way.
And so if you have a white brunch...
You know what white spaces are, don't you, Kurt?
It's the... I don't know, where they just don't have any good black stuff.
No, dude, it's wherever you hang out, wherever you, the privileged.
Oh,
hang out is considered a, quote, white space, okay?
Got it.
Well, you're hanging out in your white space like you always do, Kurt, okay? But the blacks aren't going to let you get away with that peaceful white space privilege hanging out any longer, my friend. So a black brunch is where black young Americans, they're called black disgruntled protesters. They are disrupting white spaces. And they're doing it in New York City, and they're doing it in Oakland, and they're starting to do it in other cities, according to The Blaze. Here's what happens. Protesters, black protesters, enter white space restaurants. They're doing it in New York City and in Oakland, California, currently. It's called Black Brunch. And what's going on is this, Kurt. Let's say that you're eating at a table. And then a couple of black thugs will just kind of roll in and sit across from you and just stare at you while you're eating lunch. Yeah, on Sunday, about 36 protesters disrupted patrons in Manhattan. And then they kind of articulate some of the restaurants, which I've never heard of. And they go to predominantly white spaces. They go in there, they sit down and just look at you. Just stare at you. They even got a hashtag for it, Kurt, Black Brunch NYC. So there you have it, buddy. That's the latest intimidation tactic that's being used against the privileged in America, Kurt. Are you part of the privileged, Kurt?
We're all supposed to be part of the privileged.
No, just the white people.
Privileged to live in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah. And, forgot about that privilege.
You know, not the land of the fee and the home of the tax slave, but the land of the free and the home of the brave is what it's supposed to be. That kind of privileged, right? See? There you go. That's what I'd say.
All right, I don't know why somebody called right at the end of the hour, Kurt. Couldn't take them. They'll call back next hour, hopefully. All right, there you have it. All I can tell you is it's fascinating, Kurt. They want you to believe that there's white privilege. They're going to disrupt white space, and your peaceful days are over, my friend. You abused them too long, and now it's your turn. All right, well, there you have it. But if they came to discuss that with me, Kurt, or stare at me, I'd offer to buy them lunch and we could have a chat, so they might not have the same response from me as they might others. And then I'd offer to put them on the radio. Oh, boy, they're going to have fun if they confront Sam Bushman, aren't they? Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com, republicbroadcasting.org. We the people can restore America with the grace of the Almighty. You going to help? Hey, thanks.